Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. It is that time to hear some of the best live music that will be performing in Sacramento on Concert Connects. This edition features local artists building major buzz for a music-hungry audience. Here to share the hidden gems that are excavators of music are Cap Radio's Nick Bruner and Andrew Garcia. Thanks for joining us.
Every time she does that, I'm just always like, that's just so descriptive. Do we deserve that, Andrew?
It's the reason I keep coming back every time. Is that okay? That's so exciting to hear.
Right, excellent. Well, thank you, Vicky.
I'm happy to stroke the ego. That's fine. That's what I'm here for. So, okay, Nick, I'm going to start with you this time.
Okay.
The first show is a great showcase of the Sacramento music scene with the album release of Lab Rats. And there's some supporting acts that are familiar names to Cap Radio.
Coco Lilani is an absolute gem of a Sacramento musician. I found out about her music thanks to the NPR Tiny Desk Contest. I've been seeing her all over town ever since. It's been great to have her on my radar. She is terrific, and she coordinates, she collabs with the Lab Rats as well. So yeah, Year of the Rat is the name of the record from the Sacramento trio that sort of like blends funk and jazz and soul in such a satisfying way. And I started hearing about this band back in about February. I've been doing call-outs for voicemail. I've been playing people's voice messages on the show. And I happened to get two of them the same day about this band called the Lab Rats. And I'm looking around. And I thought, well, this is probably not a coincidence. But I started looking into it. And luckily, Jennifer Reason from KXPR invited them to the radio station before I could get my hands on any of their music. And they recorded what we're about to hear right here at Cap Radio.
It was such a treat because they were just across the hall as we were doing Insight. So that's one of the wonderful things about Cap Radio. And Year of the Rat, I was actually born the Year of the Rat.
So you want to learn a little bit more about me.
So Lab Rats is going to actually be performing live May 6th, the Starlet Room in Harlow's. So let's take a listen to Everybody Loves the Sunshine from Lab Rats. I love that. It's soothing.
Mm-hmm.
It's smooth.
It's really a fantastic showcase of the talent of these three musicians. And when you have collaborators like Coco Lilani or Jakari Smith singing over top of that, it's just an excellent, excellent vibe. And, you know, as far as the recording that we just heard is concerned, we've got a lot more of that to come. You can hear some of this on Acid Jazz with Gary Vercelli. And really, the Writers Guild of America strike was a nice reminder for me that it takes a lot of people to bring me the things that I like. So this recording couldn't have happened without Andrew Nixon videoing it, Andrew Mills helping out with the sound, Jennifer Reason, as I mentioned before, Steven Starbuck and David Bourne helping to mic this whole thing. Paul Conley is editing some fantastic video that I've got a chance to see just yesterday. We got some good things cooking with the Lab Rats, and I can't wait for everybody to see
it. Yep, recorded at Cap Radio Studios, which is awesome. We got a lot of talent here. Okay, Andrew, you're up next. The next band is Deerhoof. That's a very playful name. What do you like about Deerhoof?
It's a very playful name and very playful music, I think, is what draws me. In this band, I feel is very esoteric, so my description should sort of be just as esoteric. And it feels like when you listen to Deerhoof, it's scratching an itch that you didn't know that you had. It's a bit confusing when you first tune in. You go to scratch your head a little bit because it's so out there and avant-garde. But then as you listen more, it sort of meshes and connects, and it's really poppy and like jovial and playful, like you were saying. And then at that point, you realize that the itch you were scratching of confusion is satisfying, and it's so great. I love listening to Deerhoof.
And they're going to be performing also at Harlow's Sunday, May 7th.
Yes.
So you can pretty much sleep there this weekend if you wanted to watch Lab Rats and Deerhoof.
Camp out there, get ready, get your music in.
I'm all for it. So we're going to take a listen to Scarcity is Manufactured. I like that title.
It was a night by this day. It's every day at once. One for every visible star. We'll be right back.
I am down with that percussion.
It's so much fun. They've got a lot of great rhythms going on and the really sharp and fun guitars. It's quite a treat to listen to. That was off of their slightly older album they released during the pandemic called Actually You Can in 2021. They just released a new album called Miracle Level this year, and I happened to play a track from it on this Saturday's Hey Listen.
You sure did. And what I like about Miracle Level on that level is the fact that I can always find like one or two tracks off of any given Deerhoof album. There's like four or five off of this one. So it feels, for whatever level of accessibility that might mean to you, I find that it's more of that fits the show than previous records do.
Now's the time to hop on the bandwagon, Deerhoof bandwagon.
And after about 14, 15 records, that's a great time to do.
And they'll be performing live on Sunday in Sacramento. So the next artist, Andrew, is Haley Hendricks, and Haley will be performing at the Crest Theater Wednesday, May 10th, which is my birthday.
Oh, nice. Well, now you have plans.
Happy birthday. We planned it.
What do you love about Haley Hendricks?
I got the honor, you know, the great opportunity to see Haley Hendricks last year open for Lucy Dacus, and her set was so good. It was just her and an electric guitar just drenched in reverb in this really big hall. Me and the rest of the entire crowd were just like mesmerized, sort of like, she has a way in her music. It's somewhere between like indie and folk, and the music is written in a way, the songwriting, the lyrics are sort of witty and interesting, but also sort of nuanced and have a lot of like emotional honesty to them. And the music matches it. And so being there and part of that is super fun. In between songs, she's very witty and fun and has some nice banter with the crowd. And this particular show, she'll have a backing band, drums, piano, and trombone. So it should be very good.
Awesome. We're going to get a little taste. We're going to listen to The Bug Collector, and that is from the 2018 album, I Need to Start a Garden.
And there's a praying mantis prancing on your bathtub. And you swear it's a priest from a past life out to get you. I must make you the perfect evening. I try my best to put the priest inside a jam jar.
Our producer, Victor, said it gave him some Pacific Northwest feels, sipping coffee on a rainy day.
He's not wrong.
And he's wearing a Seattle shirt. So, you know, it is fitting for today. Okay, Nick, our last one is the band called Crumb, exploded on the scene back in 2017. What do you love about them?
I like the way they make me feel. The music is just an incredibly relaxed vibe. It's a Brooklyn combo that incorporates elements of jazz, chill waves, psychedelia. I can imagine a lot of, like, head nodding as opposed to straight up dancing at this show. It's coming to Thursday, May 11th to the Goldfields in Roseville. And they're also going to be backed up by an incredible trio called Automatic, which is just not to be missed. So, from their 2021 record Ice Melt, this is called Retreat.
Like I could slide around on that, you know, it's really smooth.
I was thinking if you wanted to flavor your road trip from Northern California up to the Pacific Northwest, Crumb would make an excellent addition to that bouillabaisse.
Okay, so I think next time around we're going to do a travel itinerary as well.
Oh, I like that.
Where would we travel with each song?
Travel pairings for each song. Got it.
As always, thanks, Nick and Andrew.
Thanks, Vicky.
And those are Cap Radio hosts Nick Bruner and Andrew Garcia sharing their quickly approaching concert selections for Insight's Concert Connect. We have all that information on our Insight page. And of course, you can always listen to Hey Listen. That is on Saturdays from 3 to 5 p.m. and again from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. That is it for Insight today. You can learn more about all of our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, shoot us an email, insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Nick Dobis and Victor Corral Martinez, with managing editor Arm Sarkissian. Our digital producer is Megan Minata. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. Our engineer is Chris Feltz. And our show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. And I'm Vicky Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend. We'll catch you right back here on Monday.